Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen Breakdown?
'97's breakdown? No.
Yes, I didn't. Until you brought that up, I didn't realize there was another breakdown. I have
There's
to
one from, I
wonder.
think, 2016.
I have to wonder if it's just another movie that happens to be called Breakdown. It's a pretty,
Sure,
I would
sure.
imagine it's that.
You
Yeah.
think it's
It's
a remake?
maybe it's a remake.
2016 or 15 was ripe with remakes of movies nobody had heard of. Josh hasn't heard of this movie in and in this case, that means he gets to explain to us what he thinks it's going to be about based solely on the title.
So I know Justin's list is thrillers. So no, this is a thriller. I don't know, like a guy. Well, it's like Taken, right? Where a guy gets kidnapped, but it's like the main character gets kidnapped. Then he like gets taken to this like horrible facility where they like try to torture him. I don't
A
know for like,
breakdown facility.
yeah, where they break you down. Yeah,
Ooh, a
and
place that
he
you
has to
get.
like escape.
It's called the Breakdown, like the building.
Oh,
Welcome
it's
to
just
the
a black
Breakdown.
site.
Oh, it's a bar. No, if it was called The Breakdown, it would be about a bar.
Oh,
But it's just
yeah.
called Breakdown.
Now I want to see the movie The Breakdown about a shitty bar. I'll just watch Roadhouse again, I guess. We have a returning actor from our show, episodes coming back. Kurt Russell, star of The Thing, Big Trouble in Little China, action
We
star
haven't done
through and
yet.
through. So this should be telling about what this movie's going to entail. We've got some big bads, some hired goons.
We got JT Walsh and MC Gainey playing some bad guys. I always love seeing MC Gainey.
Oh yeah. Very scary. Breakdown 97. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna watch it. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about it. Hopefully we don't have a breakdown on the way.
Hopefully the internet doesn't break down. Hopefully society doesn't break down.
We live in a society that's meant to break down.
We're not watching that movie.
Kurt Russell's here to save us. What movie?
Though we live in a society movie.
Oh, I haven't seen any movies where they say that. Where
You
they.
haven't?
No.
I haven't either, but I know of one.
Huh. I wonder if anybody else on the podcast has seen
I've seen it.
that
I'm kind of surprised you haven't seen it, Justin.
Oh, no.
Just no care for it.
Not really.
We're gonna get back to the point soon where we can start seeing movies together again in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta see F9. We do.
F9.
Josh, have you seen Spiral yet?
No, is it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I
None
need to
of us
see
have
it.
seen Spiral yet.
It's been out for a while.
Okay. Is the King's Man out yet?
No, it's never
No.
coming out.
Oh.
It got canceled. They listened to our podcast and they were
I don't
like, "You're
believe
right.
you.
You're right. We shouldn't make it."
Spiral's got a 37%.
I hear bad things about Spiral, so it needs a watch. So did Jigsaw get his start at this breakdown facility? Like this
Yeah.
little Jigsaw. This is gonna work. The Jigsaw Junior, I'm gonna show you today how to break people down.
This was back whenever he was just a normal, like, serial killer before he got mad, like, whatever powers let him time travel.
Okay. When his dad was teaching him how to be Jigsaw.
His traps broke down, break down.
Breakdown.
He had a breakdown.
He just sets machines to break down at inopportune times. That's how he traps and kills people. I didn't tell him to get in that truck. Not my fault. It broke down. All right. So grab your big gulp of whatever you want from the gas station. Grab a bag of spicy corn nuts. Get some beef jerky and let's hit the road for breakdown.
With a slushy.
You want slushy?
Slushy.
All right. Slushies all around on me. Here we go. On have you seen.
I will read you the description for The Breakdown 2021.
After just having a breakdown, we're driving the three of us top down in our new Lamborghini.
This movie gave Josh a mental breakdown.
Oh, I had a breakdown, all right.
Ah, that's. Oh no, you had the opposite experience of Kurt Russell. You had the wife's experience, just locked in a basement in a barn, waiting for it to be over.
Yeah. That's my biggest gripe with this movie, is her ploy saved her life, for sure, 100%.
Yeah,
but
we get it, third party, we don't see her scene, like, doing that and manipulating the bad guys, which would have been fun.
Yeah.
I agree, she has no agency in this.
Just a couple of scenes. Like, she did, like, save her life, and mm-hmm. she set it up, like, very clearly to where her husband would be.
That had to be an after shoot, where they're like... She literally doesn't even have a name. We got to give her a scene. And they're like, nah, we can't give her a scene. But we can have a guy say she did something.
Yeah.
Pretty. Oh, we're in the first minute. We're already tearing it apart. This is Breakdown from 1997. Josh, are you going to convince us this is bad? Oh, no.
I'm going to try.
Guys, it's time to break down. Breakdown.
This movie.
The breakdown. It's our minute by minute breakdown podcast of the movie Breakdown with Kurt Russell.
We pause every like frame and like describe what's going on.
Every single frame.
Yeah.
Now, not to skip ahead, but this looks like a new car. I like this. I like that this callback we alluded to, how she saves herself and Kurt Russell behind the scenes, if it must be, by coming back to this first scene dialogue where they're talking about these donuts she got at a truck stop. It's a couple on a road trip in the desert, American Southwest. It's all over the place. It's kind of Arizona. It's kind of New Mexico. It's kind of Texas. Cause I say all over the place because the license plates.
Yeah.
That it's you get one from each. Which makes sense. They all border.
Yep.
They're on vacation.
I've drove by areas like this my entire life.
It's kind of scary. Yeah, because that's where we live right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're driving on the road. They're having just... conversation. And
we gotta pause it.
And right away we get some nice banter between them. I guess she has a bit of an establishing dialogue with him, but right away they get cut off by a truck. And this has happened to me driving through Colorado one time. It was with a group of friends. We almost got in an accident because of it coming back from like spring break, I believe. And a truck just from a gas station pulled out in front of us. We were on full blast on a highway. We had to like drift. Luckily, my friend avoided it. We were fine. We did bunk into the embankment. It was another friend's car they were driving. It turned into a whole thing.
Josh, do you remember our big tournament travel excursions from Roswell to Albuquerque? And that
I
time
do.
where I spun the car out on the highway.
Oh my, please tell.
Well, we weren't going to Albuquerque. We're going to Socorro or Elmwood or something.
Yeah,
It was
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
another friend of So yeah, I remember that vividly. Almost like my life flashed before my eyes because you spun into oncoming traffic. Well, you spun the oncoming lane. Thankfully, there was no traffic.
Okay, set the scene. What time of day was it?
It was the middle. It was like new. We were playing that letter game. You name, you know, you see sign
Oh,
with
Jesus
the, you
Christ. I
know.
would have drove in oncoming traffic too. I hate that.
And Justin was calling out the letter.
I was losing, so I was like, fuck it.
No, he was calling out a letter, and he didn't see this truck was like getting to the median, but he didn't pull in all
See?
day,
See?
and
It's happened to us all out here in the desert. This is a common
it's
tactic.
very much like that, yeah.
I reacted poorly, and
I mean, you reacted pretty fucking well because I'm not dead, so
True.
we were
Did you make
fine.
contact with anything?
No,
No.
but
There
the
you
only
go.
reason is because the other side of the road was desolate. If anybody had been coming the other way,
Yeah, we
but
would have hit a car
I mean,
real hard.
ifs and buts are candies and nuts, I hear.
That's true.
I
Yeah,
mean,
we lucked out
that's a
pretty
bad
hard.
metaphor. Just right off the bat, I love candies and nuts. So, I mean, it's meant to mean they're worthless. But yeah. Just like Kurt Russell, we've all had a similar breakdown because of a truck pulling out in front of us in the desert. It's scary. You have to do some maneuvers to avoid them.
Do you remember the time, Justin, where you hit the we were driving some other car event and you hit the brakes real hard to stop at a stoplight because it turned red like before
Oh yeah,
you
because I
went in?
didn't realize that there was a stoplight in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah. And
They'll
well
do
no.
that
And
sometime in small towns.
there was a
Yeah.
motorcyclist like right you that almost hit us.
Yeah,
And
and
then
then he
he
got.
pulled in front of us and drove really slow for like
Oh
10
God.
miles
Oh
and flipped
God.
us off the whole
Yeah.
time. It was a little
Yeah.
scary,
You're
gotta
just
admit.
like, oh, you're dead at
Yeah, like,
that
where are his shotguns? Like,
Tiles.
like
Josh, we
12
should.
other bikes pull up alongside of the car and start just like
Yeah.
smiling at you.
We should make a book about all the tribulations we got into from traveling to go to card tournaments, because that's not even my most harrowing one.
Which one? Those are the only two I remember.
You weren't involved with the other one. The other one was
Oh, it was
whatever.
we went to customs and
Yeah, go ahead and tell details,
your
just don't
friend's
tell
one
names. How about
part.
that?
Okay. So, I used to play Magic the Gathering, I guess semi-professionally. I was sponsored by a store. It was me and five other guys. And we would wear their t-shirts, and they would let us basically use any cards we wanted to build our decks out, and then we would travel to tournaments together and play. And like I said, it was me and like four or five other guys. We were all crammed together in a car, and we were going to California to play in Los Angeles. And on the way there, we get pulled over by Border Patrol. Apparently, the person who just recently bought this car
First of
bought it.
all, Border Patrol well within the continental United States. Yeah. Always a
Also,
heap of bullshit. Also,
this is
I gotta say, as an outlier to the sport, if you will, the concept of borrowing decks to travel with and play with is astounding. Like, these are cards. To an outsider, you'd be like, why wouldn't you just buy your own? You know what I mean?
Austin, I
And no,
once
I
played
know,
in a tournament with a
the
deck that
answer is this to
was
this.
well over $5,000.
Ooh, And this was like early aughts money, right?
Yeah.
My goodness. You were still in high school or right after?
No, I was in college.
Okay.
So
That's a lot of responsibility, having
it
flimsy
was.
little cards.
It was. And we would pay our way to get from place to place by buying and selling cards in bulk at these big, they're called Grand Prix. They're basically like
These are
conventions
conventions,
for
yeah.
Magic the Gathering. People would show
Jesus,
up in costumes and whatnot.
you're just living on the edge. Like, I don't know if I can get McDonald's tonight on the way home, let alone gas, unless I sell this Black Lotus.
Right.
Oh,
Basically, or if we win big in a tournament, like if you place well and win some prize money.
Sure, we might be in this city for a while, hustling our cards. Sorry, I had to sell 250 of your cards to get gas money on the way home.
But the dude, you're not kidding. Like that's what it was. So we had these little mats that we would have for selling cards very quickly. So you could be like, things I put in this pile are worth 10 cents, things I put in this pile are worth 25 cents. So it was like sectioned off these rolled up mats. It looked very suspicious, and we just had wads of cash rolled up in like rubber bands because we were dealing in cash at the time. So we get pulled over by Border Patrol, 3 o'clock in the morning, leaving from this tournament from Los Angeles, coming back actually, and it's my turn to drive. Like I said, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Get pulled over. I find out that this car had been used as a drug trafficking car before, and it had been impounded and apparently sold like back in at an auction, and that's where my friend bought it.
I
But
hear
because
ya.
it had been
Okay.
used before, it was like on their radar and they didn't know that it had been impounded or
Oh, that's
whatever.
terrifying.
I don't know. But they pulled us over.
No, because you can get
They.
cheap cars at like police auctions, and you
Yeah.
gotta suspect each one of them that comes from there is from some sort of bust or seize or something. So of course they're in the system. Okay.
So, we get pulled over. They literally tear the car apart. Like just like taking the tires off and like inspecting that. They brought in dogs. We were shivering cold for like 4 hours, and this fucking Border Patrol guy kept directing all of his questions at me because I was the one driving. He was like, "Son, is there anything you need to tell me about what you got in this car?" And I was like, "I'm just driving. It's not my car. If you find anything, it's not mine." And that was all I
And I
would
remember
say.
you back then. You were a lot hairier.
I was.
And everywhere we went, people would ask you if you had drugs.
Yes, you've seen it happen several times.
Yeah.
this cop just kept on pestering me for forever, trying to get me to be like, yeah, there's drugs in the car. There weren't any drugs in the car, as far as I knew. Then I find out after we leave, it's like 4 hours, and they call in, like I said, the dogs to sniff the car out. They like pull out this bar of soap that we had. They're like, "You got drugs in the soap?" Basically, they're like,
I
it's like,
mean, if you find drugs
oh,
in the soap, it's news to me, right?
it.
I got it in Colorado. There's a bud hidden in the middle. No, I don't know. Some novelty pot shop thing.
We go to leave, and one of the guys I was traveling with was like, "I'm glad they didn't run anybody besides you, Justin, because I have a warrant out for my arrest."
God damn. Well,
So you
thank
stopped
you.
running with those guys immediately afterwards, right? Where it was like, holy
Since we're on
shit.
air, yes. That's crazy. That's
Yeah.
oof. I've had the dogs on me once. At the time there were both White Castle cheeseburgers and a kitten in the car. So the dog, needless to say, really wanted in there. They didn't find any drugs, but they still ticketed me. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I believe we still got a ticket as well.
Yeah, they'll still do that because, it costs a lot to r run all that stuff on your entire car apart and put it back together.
I'm pretty sure
What
we
was the
didn't
ticket
do
for?
anything.
No,
I think it was.
they'll make
I
up
think it was.
something.
I think it was technically I was going a little bit over the speed limit or something.
Yeah, my ticket was for going like 77 in a 75.
Right. Yeah.
Small towns. You're never coming through again, so it's not like you can go to the courthouse and fight them. You're just gonna end up paying it like over the phone or online these days. Oh, so
Yeah.
that they they go to the
That was a
gas
very
station.
long tangent.
Kurt, well, that's what we're here for, right? Telling stories,
Yeah.
living
Yeah, can we just
stories.
talk about car stories for the next like 30 minutes instead of
This
breakdown?
movie's a
We're gonna
car
talk
story.
about
I don't know how you
we're
don't
gonna
love this. This is Fast and the Furious prototype.
No,
This is
don't you fucking
the
blaspheme.
Neanderthal version of Fast and the Furious. This is like if you have that
Oh,
chart
holy
of
shit.
like monkey to man or whatever, you know,
I
that where
cannot
they're
believe what
standing
I am
up.
hearing.
I mean, you have Kurt Russell walking on his knuckles so Vin Diesel can stand. No, that's totally backwards, right?
Yeah.
They're
What did you
both
think about
standing.
this movie, Austin?
I loved it. This was a blast. I wanted it to be longer.
What did you like?
No,
Like
this was the
the
perfect length.
first.
Okay, so the tension of like when they
What
break.
tension?
Let
You
me
know
explain.
everyone
Here.
is in on it. Like
It
but
just you're
everybody
been
wasn't in
friends
on
for the
it.
first
When
se
you're in this
small
minutes.
town and you don't know anyone and you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere and as
You gotta
soon
remember, Josh,
as
this was back in the days when people trusted strangers.
Yeah, so the movie's tag is like it could happen to anyone, right? Like that's tagline. You gotta realize,
It's
Josh,
a really everyman superhero. It's not Fast and the Furious yet.
this is back in the day when it was deemed socially acceptable to let your wife get into a
That's what
trucker's
we're about to get
truck
to.
alone without taking any of his information.
Because first they stop at the
What?
gas station and the guys who almost hit him on the road are there and they get into a bit of an altercation. He comes up to him and
Mean, this beginning was kind of Kurt Russell's fault, right? Because he wasn't looking
No,
and he
they
almost
pulled out
ran
into
into
the
them.
No, the truck pulled
No,
out
they
into
clearly
traffic and
did, like,
stopped.
they were targeting him because he had a fancy car. Like, that guy must have money.
No, even if he was watching, he just would have slowed down. Like, it
Yeah.
still would have been this guy's fault for pulling out into like oncoming traffic on a freeway and not fucking moving.
This
Yeah.
movie is built on a
It's a
foundation of
trap.
coincidences and like bad decisions, and this is not, or
So,
right, like, what if he had seen the car in time? Would they
at
have
the
like stopped him later? Or like, what if he had realized how to fix his car because he knew fixed cars? What if the wife just didn't go with the fucking trucker? Like, what was their plan? Do they have so many rich, like, people go through their
Yes,
podunk
did you
middle of
see the
no
barn full of
town? Did you see that
stereos?
board? Yeah. Did you see the cop scene where he's like, so many people, this is like the stretch of highway where the most people get kidnapped or whatever?
And I had to call bullshit then. I was like,
Yeah,
little
like,
town missing
yeah,
white
and
women and
the
babies,
FBI
the
isn't on
FBI would
this
be
shit.
here so quick. This would
Yeah,
be a.
that wanted poster, there's like fucking 50
That's to
posters
add
on
to
that
like the
board.
ominous quality, like, why are so many people going missing in this small town?
Also, like, the cops, who are good guys, they're actually not in on it,
In the movie.
didn't do anything. Like, they, like, when tension start, like, heavy air quotes, tension starts right near the end, the cops say something about, like, calling the state police in to, like, cut this guy off, and it's like, why haven't you called the state police for the 50 or missing people?
They're not
Are
big
these
business.
chuckle fucks so good at their job that
I believe
like
they're getting paid off. They
nobody's
have
caught
to
on
be.
at
They have to be getting paid off. At least the
they've stolen
senior.
like half the state of New Mexico at this point. Like,
They're
how
all.
has no one caught
No!
on to them yet?
Pardon me, Your Honor. They have not. They are stealing people from far off distant lands who won't be missed for a week or so. They targeted
Okay.
them because they're in a fancy new car from Massachusetts.
Yes. If they were
So
in a
they
fancy
just
new
moved
car,
on, right?
if they
If
were in a
they had
fancy
gotten
new
away.
car but had a New Mexico license plate, they would have not. They would have ended up targeted them.
Now, the first scene where tension's really building for me, if I may, is when obviously they stop at the gas station, somebody fucks with their car because they leave the hood up. Oh my god, you East Coast yuppies, put your fucking hood down. Lesson number one. Not to victim blame, but stay safe.
Did he leave the car with the hood
up?
Yes. They show him. I actually had to check this scene afterwards because there's a scene later
where he mentions
Earl,
it.
The cow guy, says, like, you're like the dumbest motherfucker ever. And I'm like, wait, why? Like, you sort of the ones that, like, ran him off the road and, like, fucked him up. Like, how is he stupid for that? And I'm like, oh, he did get into the gas station set up. Okay, I guess that's stupid.
It's also, nowadays, they're on surveillance 24/7. I'm just saying, I've seen it happen, but there's cameras rolling constantly on those places. And you just expect nobody to fuck with your car when you're traveling, right?
I mean, yeah, there's right. one person there, right? There's the guy at the gas station, and there's like Earl,
as soon as he makes
it.
Threats, like he comes up and he's like, "Your handle on the CB should be shit for brains." It's like, "Hey, let's not leave the hood up then, or the gas cap open, or anything." And maybe I'll buy a commemorative knife for our trip while we're in this gas station. Do they sell guns in here? Like
whenever the guy is like getting threatening towards him, and then he leaves. Uh-huh. With his car just, like, open, I'm like...
Yeah.
Again, not to victim blame.
Stay smart. There's warning signs here. There's red flags. This guy, he's made threatening advances on you. And Kurt Russell, I like how in this movie, contrary to our prior action thriller, whatever, adventure film starring him, he's not a big. He's like a meek East Coast yuppie. He's toned down. He's a little schlubby.
He's not an East Coast yuppie.
He's Massachusetts wealth. What are you talking about?
I get it. But what he's not. He pretends to be wealthy.
I know. I feel sorry for him because when they go to the bank, he's like, I got $5,000. And it's like, oh, okay. Oh, I understand. You bought a new car and you have $5,000 left, which in 97 money you can live off for a while. You're probably pretty good.
You're doing okay.
You're not golden, you're probably silver, right?
But he's not as the wife sold it to them, the donut king of Massachusetts.
That was such a great touch though, because she knew he would know that number precisely.
Right, because they just got done talking about $90,000 or 90,000 donuts.
I thought that was,
by the way,
a good
touch, like
because in modern
It's that's, a long walk to get there, but it was fine.
Because in modern day movie, I feel like Gerard Butler would be sitting in the driver's seat, and somebody, I don't know, I have no idea who would be sitting in the passenger seat. Probably somebody from SNL, and it'd still be $90,000, like the same amount, and later. They'd have to come back to it three times. Like the bad guy, when he's mentioning that the wife said it, would be like, oh, he's not the donut king. And there'd be a flashback to her like, hey, did you see this? It says if you,
yes.
And then
there would definitely be a flashback or something, be like of him thinking about that or something. Yeah,
I know it was shoehorned in there, but the times have changed so much. This felt so subtle and like, oh, you gotta be like a movie detective to pick this up. You gotta be a little bit clever.
Wait, so he didn't have the 90,000?
No.
Oh,
no.
Why? Why did it matter? Was the call then? Couldn't he have just said any number?
That's the point. They were just gonna. If he didn't say the same number that
as
the wife said,
they were gonna kill him.
She gave them. She gave them a specific amount of money. He was like, "Your wife told us that you have a specific amount of money. If you don't tell me that exact same amount, we're gonna kill both of you right now."
Oh, okay.
And she told them $90,000 because they were just talking about. The $90,000. Also, the fact that she said he was the
donut
king, it's because he was on the donut wrapper. That was like another clue
to
him.
Just to spark his memory.
She didn't know they were.
She
didn't. They didn't have money.
Because he goes to the bank. Yeah. And then he's like, how much can you advance me?
It's like, we have no money.
Oh, straight up killed
her?
I think so.
Killed her. What, or so human trap? They're human traffickers, right?
Definitely.
That's what they
100%.
Are.
100%.
Yeah, she's fucked either way, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She saved her own life by coming up with this lie and convincing him that they had.
And they couldn't even give her the scene. Tragedy.
Yeah, that stinks.
But they weren't going to let them go either way, right? Because, like, then they know.
This bought them time.
It bought them time, though.
Because then
sure.
they were like, now we have to get to that.
If she hadn't have done that. If she hadn't done that, this movie would have been Kurt Russell waiting for her, going to the diner, and then, like,
leaving.
The leads ending. Like, that's it. Because they wouldn't have come back to try to get him to get the money. They would have just sold her off to wherever.
Well, it would have turned into Taken then. Like, it would have gone further. Like, wherever she got. It would have got a lot grimmer.
Honestly, I would have rather it turned Taken, because then we would have, like, action and excitement.
What? See, like, I thought that there were some really, there were some really cool set pieces with the truck. Like him climbing on the truck, I thought was cool.
Oh yeah, that was good stunt work.
I thought the scene where like they were getting traced down by the truck and it plows through that fucking building was cool.
Do you mean the trailer that they're like making the phone call in and it just takes it in two? Amazing, amazing. Yeah,
so awesome.
Yeah, the trailer was kind of cool. But, like, the, like, you know, what, him climbing under the car and then just sitting there?
I mean, I like that. It was more
subtle. I thought he
was going
to, like, grab the guy out of the truck or something. He's like, no, I'm just going to go.
I kind of thought that, too, but at the same time, he dropped his gun. So it's like, oh, now he has to wait and see where we're headed. And
but, okay, Austin, but whenever he came upon him at first in that truck stop and he had the gun and he had the drop on that guy, he should have just been like, take me to my wife right now, motherfucker.
He should have grabbed him by the back of the hair, stuck the gun into his ribs.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But
you take him hostage at that point and you'd be like, take me to my wife right now, you motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
I guess
but
the heat was
you
on
what?
And he was worried he'd get
seen. He's not a trained military dude.
Not.
He held that gun up in case that guy turned his direction. The guy didn't. He turned back towards his truck. Like, and he's like, oh, God, okay, I don't have to, like, I don't have to think about what to do next. I just have to follow him. And he's like, oh, shit, I waited too long. Now I have to run and jump on this truck in an awkward way.
I don't know how that happened because he literally follows him out of the phone booth.
He probably let him have some distance.
He teleports in his cab and then starts driving, and then we cut scene of him suddenly being a million miles away from the truck.
We do have police at that point looking for people. We don't know who. Probably Kurt Russell.
Do they think that Kurt Russell killed the cop for a bit? Is that a plot point?
No, I think there was just, like, because the guy went, like, officer down. Like, they're searching the air. Yeah, I think they're just looking for
anyone suspicious.
Suspicious.
Which he does look suspicious.
Oh, yeah, he's covered in sweat this entire movie.
Do you think that guy in the bank was working for him or not?
No.
That came to sit down and was
yes.
Oh, that guy,
100%, yes. The way he came up and interrupted them and then sat down right next to him.
And stares at their conversation.
I don't know why they let him in the bathroom. They literally said not two minutes ago, we're watching you, and then a creepy sus dude just sits down right next to him. And he just gets up and goes bathroom. And they're like, fine with that? Somehow?
Well, they're not going to be able to stop him anyway without like giving themselves away either. In that situation. Like, what was that?
They knew that there wasn't anything in the bathroom.
My God, though. Let's talk about this. They take him up to the hill to look at the town through binoculars. And he really does need binoculars. Because this is like a 5-building town on the edge of a cliff.
Oh, man.
We're gonna send you down to that bank. And I thought it was going to turn into a heist movie. Like, we're going to hold on to your wife until she robs that bank. This is the town from Cars 2.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is the town that he saves in Cars 2.
We both had that note. I love it. Yeah, this is totally the town he saves in Cars 2. And not, you know, I've been dreading this, and not to curse myself, maybe I should stay quiet, but why no Cars 3 on your list?
Have we not? Oh, we haven't done Cars 3. And oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot. I could put that on.
Okay.
We also have Intern Planes.
Yeah.
I have Taken 3 on my list. I could put Cars 3 on my list. Yeah. Take off Bat Ninja. You don't get a good movie.
No, I've seen Taken 3.
You've seen Taken 3?
Yeah.
So have I.
Why didn't you say so when I said my list?
I guess I just didn't. It didn't click. Wait.
Okay, well, Taken 3, sorry.
We're going to have to talk
3.
About this off air, maybe, like which Taken is which, because I've definitely seen a couple of them, and I don't know if
have
I've
seen the one where his daughter gets taken.
That's the first one.
Isn't that the first one?
Or no, sorry. Have you seen the one where he gets taken? Because that's 3.
And his daughter saves him?
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, maybe I haven't seen that 3. One.
No, that happens in like the first 2 minutes of the movie. It's not a spoiler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
So
I
yeah, maybe you haven't
seen
Taken 3. Okay, fine. Cars 3, Trippers 1, Taken 3.
It what are we that. Taking off then?
Batman Ninja. I'm taking off
Thank
the good one.
Thank God.
No, it's cool.
Oh, it's not a Lego Batman. It's like a.
No, it's an animated.
Okay, we'll come
film.
Back to that. That does sound fun.
Yeah, I'll do. I'll put it on eventually. It's a fun movie.
It only has so many movies.
Yeah,
so
well, we gotta get back to it sometime.
Yeah, and now that we're completing entire lists. We all get to see them.
Yeah.
Cars 3 is better than Cars 2.
One of these days, I'll put a list together of movies that were on past lists that didn't get picked in the old system.
Ooh, yeah, more Death Game movies.
Also, movies that did get picked in the old system, but we did in MSTK 3000 style.
Old format, yeah.
Old faves, golden faves. Because we covered a lot of our really good movies back in those days when we don't air those episodes because they were in a strange format. So yeah, the tension is building. He can't find his wife. The cop pulls the trucker over. They question him. There's like no evidence. I thought when he stormed into the cab of the truck, he was going to find like the donut wrapper and be like, "This is my wife's. See, I told you she had something in there." And the cop's just going to be like, "Sir, truckers eat donuts too, and so do cops."
I really do like that they had like the one like lackey who pretended to be dumb to get him to not trust
this
the cops.
This was MC Gainey, right?
No, MC Gainey was the guy in the truck that he almost.
Okay. You're talking about the guy who had the trucker hat on, but then took it off
who
later.
Who pretended to be a dummy?
Yeah. That was a good twist.
Jack Noseworthy. Because that's how he got him to... Because at that point, if he had just gone to the cops, it would have been okay. Like he might have been able to get things figured out, but that guy convinced him that the cops were in on it, even though they weren't.
Right. Maybe the elder one was, but the deputy definitely wasn't.
Yes.
We never really find out if the elder one was. He doesn't come back. But I like this movie has at the bank when he withdraws the 5,000 and then he's like, "Hey, can I try and get more money with my credit card, maybe another 6,000 which would get him like a ninth of the way to 90,000. But he finds all these bands on the teller's desk that are like, "Oh, these stacks of money are $100. And he's like, I imagine him going up to the teller then and be like, "Hey, can I get like most of that in ones.
Need all of it in ones. And $5,000 in $1.
That's
bonus.
What he did with the wrap to trick the guy. Like, how?
Because he put 100s on the outside.
But the guy was watching the bank. Where? When did he do that?
Up at the bank teller window, possibly, when they gave him the money.
Like, they don't show any.
They don't show
this movie.
Us
they
because
just skip around.
Yeah, it's meant to trick the guy.
Yeah. They don't want you to think about it too much.
And
it
does trick him for a while. MC Gainey, this dude with the mustache, he drives off.
Yeah, I mean, he just opens the bag for 2 seconds, just sees a bunch of money. Like, I guess he flips through one of the things.
Yeah,
then he realizes that it's just ones with 100s on the outside. Classic trick.
Classic. I feel like if we watch more mobster movies, we're going to see this a lot. Or any thriller in general.
He did the whole thing where he's like smelling it too. He's like fanning. He's like, "Oh, yeah,
that
the money."
Malcolm in the Middle episode where he just get that fucking house sitting money and he's like, "I need to stop doing this." Just fanning the money out and smelling it. At this point, Kurt Russell has a lead. He gets from one truck, the small one, onto the big one, like we said, climbs underneath on the highway, gets into the back of it, and makes his way to this guy's house, which, oh my god, now what do? His, like, wife and kid are there. When do you make your move? He hides out in the back of the truck. He climbs up on the building, and he witnesses his wife be put down in a fucking freezer in the basement. This is grim. This is entering, like, Taken territory, some, like, mid-aught territory thriller where shit got edgy, you know?
And it again shows that his wife is awesome, but we don't really get to see it. Like, this is the one time where we do get to see it, because she makes him think that she's dead, and then whenever they're moving her, she kicks the shit out of him.
Uh-huh.
In the bag, I was like, ha ha. Even the bad guy was laughing.
Yeah. Also, they make eye contact for a little bit before she gets put down in the hole, which is nice. She doesn't just have this, like, existential dread you would get being put into a basement freezer to die of suffocation, you know?
It's gotta be terrifying.
Yeah, it makes me think of, like, Kill Bill when she's buried alive. At least then there's, like, she can punch her way out. You can't punch your way out of a locked freezer. Oof. But luckily she sees Kurt Russell. She gets reassured. It's still scary as shit. But he gets a gun and finds his way into the house while they're all having breakfast at like 6:15 a.m.
You'd think he'd like... It was like nighttime out there, right?
It was like 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was like 6 a.m. So...
The wife specifically said.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's during this. Is it summertime, I guess?
There's a transition later that threw me off. Really, like, when they start running for the train, get the keys, it's broad daylight.
It was like an hour like from daylight minutes. This entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. They were getting to, like, right as daylight was coming.
That's
basically
why she's like, your friends are coming over now?
Yeah.
It's 6 a.m.
You'd think it'd be smarter to, like, wait for them to go to sleep. Maybe.
Do you think his wife knows what he does?
No, but she has an inkling.
Yeah, doesn't really care.
Yeah.
She seems pretty distraught. She finds out.
She did. I mean, there's a difference between a barn full of stereos that you wander through when he's not home, and a woman tied up in the basement to die. Like,
in a secret compartment with a freezer.
What was his plan if he did kill them? Her and his wife, like, what is he going to tell his family? Is he just going to kill them too?
No. He totally meant to kill her. Like,
No. I mean his wife and kid.
Oh.
Like, if they had succeeded and killed Karen, or, like, what is he going to tell his wife and kid? Is he going to kill
We are moving. Never talk about this again. Here's a lot of money.
For sure.
Yeah.
The scene with the kid getting the draw on him and almost killing him, and, like, the dad,
that's
like,
pretty tense.
Egging him on to kill him.
And then the mom,
the mom does it too.
What would you do, though, if somebody came into your house with a gun, right? It's not like he's presenting an argument. He's kind of just like, don't do it.
Nothing's gonna happen. I just got this gun pointed at your dad.
I thought
for
the
no
kid
reason.
Was bluffing. I thought it was like a toy gun. And that's why the dad's like, keep it on him, son. He has no idea. Like, he squirts him. It's a dart gun or some shit. But no, this is a full ass rifle. Like you said, it transitions to daytime. He gets the drop on him. He shoots one of them in the arm. They go out to the barn and unlock his wife. He should have given her the long rifle or the pistol at this point. I feel like if he had, she just would have shot him all in the head.
Immediately.
And locked him in that basement, which, you know, would have been fine. Take the kid, drop him
off
in the nearest
fire
station.
Yeah, I don't know why they just put them in. I guess they don't want to be...
One of them got away, though, so they kind of have to act quick.
Mm-hmm. Billy, the one who was pretending to be dumb.
They drop a work chest on the trapdoor and get the
fuck out.
He gets
them out real quick. I don't know. He breaks that lock because they again just cut. They show like 2 seconds from starting to pull the like tool box off of the trapdoor.
I'm kind
of
spacing what happened to Billy.
He just ran out when
He went to go get a shotgun, saw that they were running towards the truck, and then he got everybody else out somehow, even though they took the
key.
I'm not sure how he broke the lock.
He bonked it or shot it or something.
Bolt cutters or something. He had a shotgun. He probably blew it open. Got them out, and then there was the scene where he was driving the truck through the...
Okay, so there's still some, like, bandits left in that small town. It's not a super, like, action film like we'd get today, where every bad guy gets a death scene of some sort. You know what I mean?
Did Billy die in the movie?
Yeah, he died in the car chase. He was in the red car that, like, flipped over and exploded.
Okay.
It did explode. It did explode.
Ba-boom. All right.
Too little, too late.
Yeah. A lot of car chases in this. I guess it's Breakdown.
Yeah.
I just forgot that because a lot of the action takes place not with gun violence or anything, but car violence. Even this climax that we're leading up to with the giant
truck.
Man,
I liked this.
This is fun. This is satisfying. The big truck hits the little truck. They get into sort of a standoff on a huge bridge over a rocky ravine below with a little trickly river.
JT Walsh is just going to drive these two off of the cliff. Probably at this point because he's like, you ruined my life. Now my family knows that I'm a monster.
My trading business is in ruin.
All because I wanted to human traffic your wife.
How am I going to unload these stereos now? I got a truck full of stereos.
Gosh, you're getting really staticky again.
Human trafficking ruined my life.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to crush you and run you off this bridge. And they're like, no, you're not. And Kurt Russell's wife gets pinned down under, like, because of the truck is hitting them. Kurt Russell
like,
climbs
pinned her
out
legs and she's
valiantly.
Sitting in the car.
Uh-huh. And climbs to the other truck. We get this is one of those reasons why you need to do your pull-ups, because he gets knocked down into the ravine hanging on to the truck, has to pull his way up and then get in a fight, and then gets knocked down again and has to pull himself up and get in a fight. Ooh-wee. This takes some arm strength, Kurt Russell. Kathleen Quinlan is his wife in this movie. I just want to give her credit because she doesn't have any credit in the movie. Yeah. Amy
Kathleen Quinlan playing the damsel in distress.
Amy Taylor. Amy, yeah. I'm sure he says it in that one opening scene, but the rest of the time it's, where's my wife?
Yeah.
Where's this wife?
Man, she was done dirty. They tried to, like, they did stuff to make her interesting, but I just don't understand why they couldn't have...
Maybe the movie in 94 minutes.
Cut to her or something. Sometimes and show what's happening to her.
Like, convince... I want to see the scene where she convinces them that her husband is the Donut King.
Yeah. I want to see the scene where she's in the freezer down below trying to convince herself that everything's going to be okay. I want to see so much of it, and we don't get it.
She was in that undercarriage. I wanted to see, like, her in the bag, like, I'm right under here, like, trying to struggle to get, like...
Or coming up with a plan, like, maybe play dead and...
Like, almost getting seen or something, and then, like, JT Walsh, like, sees that it's happening. I don't know.
And
give her something to do, but
we don't mean this
damn,
in, like... a Mary Sue way, like, why did she do all this without showing it? No, we mean, like, give her some fucking screen time.
Yeah.
She deserves it. Make this movie 4 minutes longer and give those 4 minutes to, like, cut away scenes to her. Establish her character.
That's one of the main problems, right? Like, she gets kidnapped immediately, and then we don't see her at all, and we don't know, like, what's happening to her thing, and, like, it's not, like, if they had shown that, it would have made them... It would have given a lot more attention because we know, oh no, she's about to get fucked up or, and instead we just see him, you know, derping around for like 60 minutes.
Maybe
just going like, is my wife here? Is my wife here? Is If you're
Yeah, maybe she gets there and there's like another woman who's been captured and she's been there like a week and she has a name too. And they have a
right.
conversation about something that's not any of their
And
captors or Kurt
they like make
Russell.
an attempt to break out and get caught.
Like, oh,
Yeah. Whatever.
what do you, they have a, they're like, what do you do? Oh, I garden or something to take their mind off of it
Like
or.
she had a way like an opportunity to get out, but she like gave it up to give it to this other person. That would have been cool.
Yeah. A whole storyline, if you will.
And
Make
had something to do and not just been the fucking person to be rescued.
it
I
hundred
thought
and
his
eight
intention
minutes.
works is because we see both sides all of
Yeah.
them. Not in one, but in one we're too busy doing action constantly.
They get out of the truck. M or the bad guy
Oh.
falls off the cliff and
How
the
cool of a juxtaposition would it be? Sorry, if like, because Kurt Russell running is like a chicken with his head cut off. Like he has no fucking clue what to
And
do, and
she's
he's
like
like
had this
panicking.
training, like.
And it like cuts to her, and she's like very calm and collected, and like formulating plans, leaving him the breadcrumbs so that she could be found.
She's in the
Yeah, it's like
dark.
a teamwork kind of thing.
She's in the dark, and she's like, all right, remember to stay cool, regulate your heart rate. You only have so much oxygen. And then it comes back to like some training, and it's like, all right, meditate.
We're
Take
just like, because she
slow
kept getting
breaths.
shuffled around, right? Like, what if, like, kept getting to the points where she was, like,
Yeah,
to,
and
but he,
she
like,
like
found
scratched
clues or
something into the
whatever.
wall or the dirt.
Give us a scene where she kicks that restaurant owner in the nuts.
Or she orders an ice cold iced tea and it's on the thing, the notes that he sees instead of getting a gun pulled on him. And this entire town is okay with him getting a gun pulled on him in a deli. Nobody's like, God damn, Earl.
No, man. Earl's a human
Never is cool.
trafficker. And they know something's up. He might be a werewolf, he might be a human trafficker. They're not asking questions. Oh, that's not a fun game to play when people are going missing in your town. Does it only happen on full moons? That's question one you gotta ask. Question two, can I find silver bullets? Question three, does garlic work? I forget. Wolfman has nards, though. Previous
Wolfman's
episode,
definitely
Monster
got
Squad.
nards.
Josh, do you remember Monster Squad?
Barely.
Had
Just
a.
gonna have another podcast instead of "Have you seen it? Do you remember?"
Have you remembered?
It's
Now we see how much we recall from
called In
making movies from years ago. Oh.
Syndication. Yeah. It's a trivia show where we ask you about previous episodes. We have somebody who hasn't been on the show and you, and we ask them about previous episodes and we see who scores higher.
Likely the other person would
That's
remember way more than me. Yeah.
the So they are rescued. They not only are rescued, but once they find out this motherfucker is still alive at the bottom of the ravine, they're like, they hear the words finish him in their head.
Yeah, they got a trucker fatality here, man.
Boom! They go over and unhook the truck. It falls about 40 feet and just smushes him. And another difference between this and modern films, no big explosion, like big fire coming up and
Yeah, they blew their
everything.
explosion budget on the red car.
Yeah. Not a lot of fire in this. A lot of like practical effects of trucks driving through stuff, but not a lot of fiery explosions.
And they got the full effect out of that truck. Do you
Oh,
guys want to get
yeah.
into some stats into this movie?
But yeah, this movie made money, right?
Oh,
Like, this was
yeah.
a success.
Yeah, it's so a budget estimated $36 million.
Okay.
Makes sense. There's a lot of practical effects on this.
Sure.
Opening weekend, 12 million. Worldwide gross, US, 50 million. Cumulative worldwide gross, 50 million. So
It's a success. It's in
it's
the
a success.
green. Yeah.
And it's critically and fan lauded. I was
Oh,
we
do we have
were
some
just
like 5-star reviews for it or
oh
anything?
yeah. A terrific thriller that wastes no time to get where it's going.
It doesn't.
But it does. Like, he's literally looking for his wife for 60 minutes and then gets knocked out. Like, he doesn't even find his wife. Like, while he's searching. No, like, while he's searching the town and stuff. The plot literally knocks him out and says, okay, now the movie's starting.
Okay.
Here's
You got something?
Yeah. I have a good tagline, but a good title for a review. I don't want to read reviews. a good movie and not a bad one.
Oh, that is a good title.
That is review.
Oh, Russell throws off familiar guys and rejects showboat heroics and sweats for real. Never been better. They're lauding him for showing a different range other than being the badass hero, which sure. I guess he still kind of was in this movie, but like didn't start off as the badass hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely not the typical Kurt Russell.
No.
In this movie.
No, definitely not. There were a lot of other thrillers that came out this year. I feel like we're going to get to them eventually. Fargo came out this year.
Ooh, yeah. That's not on my list. That's not on my list.
You haven't heard of that, or you have, Josh?
No, I have. I've been to watch that. Like, I hear about it.
Really good. I just gave it a rewatch last year during quarantine, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we'll watch that eventually.
Dante's Peak, you ever see that?
That was almost on my list for this.
No, I don't want to rewatch it, Ed.
It was almost on there. Instead, I put Con Air.
We've seen Con Air. We've done that. You didn't put that on this list.
Did I?
We've done Con Air before. Not Con Air. Previous episode.
Yeah, no, not Con Air. What's the one with Harrison Ford?
Air Force One.
Air Force One. That's the one I was thinking of.
We've come to that time. Josh, would you recommend Breakdown with Kurt Russell?
Absolutely not.
From 1997.
No. Maybe it's because I've been spoiled by the modern action movies like Fast and Furious and Taken and Crank and stuff like that, where it's just nonstop.
You don't appreciate seeing their forefathers? Where they came from?
No, not if they're like this. Like, this was fucking boring. And, like, by the time to the action, I, like, just didn't care anymore.
Okay.
Like,
I wasn't bored by this movie at all, watching it.
Neither was I.
Him searching the town, 60 minutes wasn't tense for me. I just, like, I knew who all the bad guys were. He was getting nowhere, right? It's not, he was seeing trails of his wife and thinking he's catching up or, like, deals with, you know, slams against the shelf and goes, where's my wife? Like, he doesn't do any of that. He just fucking walks around and then Billy knocks him out. Like,
and I agree. I think that if they did stuff like that, like we talked about, that this movie definitely could have been way better. But I thought it was still pretty good.
Justin,
I think that,
does that mean it's a recommend?
We'll let Josh go.
Okay, sorry. You're not done.
I think that there's a couple of cool things about this. Okay, driving through a house is cool. Ain't gonna lie. Dropping a fucking truck, but he is fucking cool. You know, sure.
You can't beat that.
The hanging on the truck scene I've seen in Fast and Furious 6, and they did it way better.
Sure, but that's
two decades later. I just saw this and was like, yeah, seen it. But, you know, I can't put myself in, I can't teleport myself to 97 where this hasn't happened before and go cool. Right? I can't put myself in those shoes.
Alright, that's something a lot of people who watch movies do, is like, wow, that was really impressive for the time.
Right. So if you watch Citizen Kane, you probably really hate it.
Why isn't this in color? Couldn't they just Google what Rosebud is?
That whole movie is like a a marvel at, like, oh, look what they were able to accomplish back
right.
then.
I mean, the physical things they were able to accomplish back then were so impressive.
I mean, I can appreciate
impressive.
It sometimes, right? Like, when we watch Mary Poppins, like, I rec is like, yeah, this is probably, like, a big deal back in the day. Like, look at all the weird, you know, they're doing animation with live action and
a lost technology.
Literally a lost technology. We talked about this previous episode. Look it up. It's fun. It's scary, though. It's like, we talk about lost technologies and it sounds like really conspiracy theory. Like, how did they build the pyramids? But no, we're talking about something that was like 50 years old that we can't replicate today. If you would like to contradict us or argue about the pyramids, we'll...
Mary Poppins was made by aliens.
We'll argue about... We'll drop our email later.
Mary Poppins was made by aliens.
Yeah,
she
I heard you
water.
The first time. What, you want to make a shirt that says that? Make it.
Yeah. She lives in the flat earth. Like in the center of the
Stop.
Earth.
You can... Okay, fine. Three, but that's your max. You can't put more than three big things in it at once. She lives in the flat earth.
She lives in the hollowed out flat earth.
The hollow flat earth is... Yeah. The moon is fake and it's also hollow. And reptilians live on the dark side of it. Alright, it's becoming too much for a shirt at this point. You might have to just start a blog.
Yeah.
Or a YouTube channel with clip art from Russia.
Already done. Already there.
Sick. Alright. Josh, give us the rundown of things you just hated about it, I guess, and then we'll go on.
Okay.
Tear it to pieces.
I'll read all of my, like, all caps notes that I have. Okay. You know, I already mentioned this. Like, I think the build up to him getting captured and going, his wife just took way too long. I think there's a lot of conveniences take. You know, what if he could fix the car? What if she just didn't fucking go the trucker? Like, there was a lot of things where if they had happened, there would be no movie. And I can buy that in a horror movie because that's how horror movies work, but I don't think that's how action movies work or like thrillers work. So I raised bro a lot of times, especially early in the movie, with that kind of stuff. Let's see. A couple of dumb decisions thought were stupid and happened to work. Like, why would he stab the guy in the truck, Earl? Well, like, what if Earl didn't tell him anything? Like, what if Earl pulled a gun and fucking shot him because we knew a gun? Like, this guy's getting real lucky with confronting these guys. Oh, something I made a note. I didn't realize what was happening at first, but I still think it's stupid. So he tapes Earl to his seat,
yes.
Right? And he tapes his neck. To the seat,
mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where he pistol whips him and like breaks his nose, and he goes, "Oh, you like that? How about this?" And then he just stops the car
mm-hmm.
really fast, and I didn't realize his neck was taped to the cars. I was like, "Wait, how is that to me at all? Like, you like me breaking your nose?" God, how about I stop kind of quickly?
The shocks
scary?
On the car.
I don't buy that he was taped hard enough that stop really quickly would make him choke.
He
on
wasn't
the
wearing
tape.
A seatbelt. He was purely taped by the
I
neck.
Yes.
I get it. I get you, John.
I mentioned the seat where like he follows the guy right out of the phone the second he leaves, and then somehow he's not catch the truck in time, and they don't show that he's like weaving. Cars thing, he just teleports into his truck and then drives away. I was a little taken back that he just walks in the room, but I remember now that they had a one-off line, like, yeah, she's got about 10 minutes in there, you know, before, like, runs out of air and suffocates, mm-hmm. I guess he did just have to walk in house and pull a gun out. And then it's the car scene, and then the drop in the truck. Like the last 10 minutes of the movie, and it's like, couldn't we have done more? That couldn't show him, like, you know, we were talking about shouldn't show him the girl's side, or so we understand the date that she's instead of them just saying, "Don't worry, she's in danger." She has been shifted through three trucks over the last, like, 5 hours.
That's a record number of trucks.
Yeah. Like, the cowboy guy, Earl, was kind of scary. You know, he's no nonsense. He's got a gun the whole time. He has multiple guns, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the tiny big boss guy, like, I didn't think Big Boss Man, Trucker Dude, or Main Character were, like...
I
didn't buy the acting.
I did think that the scene where he was just gaslighting the dude was kind of, like,
scary.
having the balls to do that and pull it off the way he did.
Uh-huh. I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, it's like, I don't... What
Before
do
the cop
wife?
Even got there, like, it wasn't a shift in attitude. He's just like, nope, don't know ya.
He's like, he really thought, I'm going to convince this guy that he didn't actually give me his wife and
all
I drove
truckers
off of her.
Look the same.
I mean, if he buys it, great. He just sells the wife.
Kurt
if
Russell's just there scratching his head on the side of the road like, I guess it wasn't that guy.
Did I imagine my wife?
Like, surely some of the relatives of the 50 million people that got kidnapped in this town bought it, right?
Sure.
Like, went home, attempted to con the FBI local police, and then I guess the police just said, no, we're not investing in Podunk Town in the middle, where despite 50 people going missing in the last, like, month.
They just shrugged on the phone.
You think that that's a joke, but that's quite literally what happens.
Yeah,
unless it's like what Austin said and what happened in this movie. Once it's white people, then it's like a...
They do have a line of, like, where they're talking in the shed, and they're like, you want to lay low for another, like, 3 months, asshole, if we kill that guy? Hey. So, like, they kind of talk about, like, how they don't just kidnap people every 5 seconds. Like, you know, take a cool down.
And if you're making, like, 90 to who knows how much thousand every 3 months, you're probably pretty good.
Yeah. I would have to imagine that the reason there are human traffickers is because it pays well.
Mm-hmm. It's profitable.
Oh, sorry, also during the chase scene end, they start driving away. They're on the highway. They look behind them and see nothing. And
then the car shows up.
Oh, good. We're fine. And then the semi just teleports in and bumps them. And then they turn. It's like the scene in fucking Trains and Automobiles.
The truck is
just behind them. And then they look sides and there's suddenly two cars next to them.
Because there are two cars on their sides and they're aiming guns. And it's like, of course, do the mover, you brake. So they shoot each other. And you're right. It was like Richard Matheson's Duel or something. They break and the semi has appeared behind them, just like it's like it wasn't there in the last shot.
A little jump cutty.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get it's an action movie, you can get away with stuff like that sometimes, but like I'm the kind of dumb idiot that needs you to show wheels to tell me we're scene transitioning, and I noticed stuff like
that. You need
that
star wipes
in this movie. So I don't know. Definite miss for me. I guess I don't fault people liking it. There were some cool action-y things at the end. But, like, you know, nowadays there's so many better action movies. Like, why would you ever watch this?
Because it's... Well, okay, we'll get to it. Justin?
But yeah, if you're a film historian, whatever, like, sure, I guess. If you like Kurt Russell and want to see some movies, like, sure, I guess. But, like, if you just like action thrillers, like, there are so many other better used to watch that by the time watch all of them, you will probably be dead and won't have time to watch this.
Good existential lesson.
But I'm sorry, Austin.
No,
would
no,
you
no.
recommend Break Down?
We're on Justin first.
I thought he said you'd recommend it.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
And would you like to tell Josh some of the reasons why someone who
sure.
likes action
Please
movies
tell me why you
would
like this?
Sure. I thought it did a good job of building the tension. I guess in parts where you thought that it was dragging and boring, I didn't. I thought that they did a good. I thought that they did a good job of making it seem like this guy had just like panic-stricken trying to figure out what to do in this, like, really scary situation that probably happens way more often than anybody would want to think about. There's a lot of really cool action set pieces at the end. It's a long build up to what I thought was a good payoff, which is why I liked it. I agree, it's not as quick paced as movies are today, but that's just, I think as we go on, movies are just going to get more and more like action.
As social media apps have shown us, I mean, the quicker you get through media, the more successful things are.
Yeah. It's just like interesting to look at like the average cuts per movie, like by the decade. It gets more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many average cuts are in each movie. Like
yeah,
it used to
you
be...
can count a cut every 3 seconds in most action films now.
Yeah.
Like they don't linger.
It's like artificial action. Like the more you cut, the more action the viewer feels.
100%. That's why you can't follow fight scenes in like the Bourne Identity or Transformers. There's none of those long pan action scenes where you can see limbs flailing and making contact. The camera cuts every 0.5 seconds and it's close up and you have no idea what's going on.
But it gives you that jittery feeling. So
it's like, oh, this must be exciting because it's moving around a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely
a
brain trick.
Look at all the things that are happening.
I'm on Justin's side. This is a recommend. I mean, I agree with all the things you said. The wife needs way more. Way more. We talked about it. And it doesn't like stand up to modern action films, right? Like something's not happening all the time, but that's kind of the charm. Like Justin said, it builds tension. It's really creepy. You're out on your own as a couple in these small towns, and you're like, oh my God, who can we trust? Who can we not trust? How do I find this person that's gone missing all of a sudden? There's that human trafficking element that adds to the danger. And
I think maybe if they had leaned into the tense, like, I'm searching the city and I don't, doing like that was the whole movie,
mm-hmm. But it's only like, 90 minutes.
Finds her like right at the end.
The bank thing is kind of shoehorned in for a 90 minute movie.
Yeah,
that feels kind of stuck in there. It fits still, but during that time, you could be like searching the city before you get caught by the bad guys or something.
So here's an interesting bit of trivia. When Red tells Kurt Russell's character Jeff, "You got 49 minutes left." There's 49 minutes left in the movie exactly.
I was really hoping that was true. Thank you.
That's meta. That's awesome. Okay.
I wondered that when he said that. Anytime a movie mentions time,
yeah.
That I'm always like, you'd better fucking
you
be
better.
Out.
They that's not like time-wise because they did skip a lot of time in between that movie, but
you
there was 49. Yeah. There was 49 minutes left in the movie for us. Obviously, that was like almost a day later, mm-hmm. like in the movie.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is fine.
But yeah, I like the slow pace. I like the build. I like the tension. I like the explosive finale when they fucking drop a truck on a dude. It holds up, I think. It's a fun watch. Josh, would you like to give him the rundown?
Yeah, so if you like this and want to listen to more or have you seen, you can check out FapCheck on YouTube, FapCheck on Facebook, FapCheck on wherever you find podcasts normally. We also have two other podcasts that some of us are involved with. We have Amazeballs, where Justin and Austin and sometimes me look at serialized TV shows. And we have What About Wrestle? Which is a wrestling podcast with Justin and our friend whose name escapes me because I am a terrible friend and play our D&D game, Nick.
You were about to say his character name, which I can appreciate. As long as you remember one of them.
That's a pretty new podcast, so if you want to get on the ground floor of wrestling, then now's the time. I suppose by the time this airs, there'll be like 200 episodes out, though, so check it out either way. I assume the wrestling is quite exciting, and I'll probably be on as a guest for an episode eventually when they find something that's not 4 hours long.
Are you doing an episode about yesterday's event, Justin?
We'll probably will, yeah. There was a AEW had one of their big pay-per-views.
It was a lot of fun. I watched about three-fifths of it.
Yeah. You missed the best parts, though.
You gotta watch like 8 hours to get to all of it, man.
I know.
I can't hold on that long. I gotta join in towards the end if I'm gonna watch the main events.
yeah, that's how we'll have to do it next
time.
I
had to, as they say in the biz, tap out early.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a wrestling documentary we could do a crossover
yes.
between Have You Seen One?
Yes. So many good ones. Yes. Yeah.
Well, not even just documentaries, but also just movies about wrestling. Like,
okay.
They're on the books. We're trying to get scheduling coordinated, but mm-hmm. it's going to happen for sure.
Is there a month that we can rhyme with wrestle or something?
Wrestle-ary February.
Cage-tober. They do cage matches and wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They do everything.
There's also several people with the name Cage in wrestling, as we learned last night.
They're all relatives of Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. They're like his descendants, his children. They do the shadow kick, the flame.
I haven't seen the new Mortal Kombat yet.
Oh, it was pretty fun.
I hear it's fun. I don't know if I've heard that it's good, but I've heard that it's fun.
As a person who knows jack shit about Mortal Kombat, I thought it was all right.
As a fanboy of Mortal Kombat, I thought it was all right.
Okay. Maybe one of you should put it on the podcast, because all of my work friends have gone ahead and watched it already. So
should I just make a list of Mortal Kombat movies?
I mean, yeah, the old ones are supposedly really good, too. Like
you haven't seen 1 and 2?
I figured those would be ones that you've seen.
Wow. Like revelations coming to pass on the
podcast. You've seen Street Fighter, though, right?
I have seen the Raul Julia Street Fighter.
Okay,
I've not seen Legend of Chun-Li.
I wish you hadn't seen the Raul Julia Street Fighter after we did Adam's Family and it was such a big success.
Right. There's a wide world of like fighting game movies. Like there's another Street Fighter movie, there's a Tekken movie, there's a KOF movie, there's a Dead or Alive movie.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Is the Dead or Alive movie good? Like a fighting tournament or a volleyball tournament?
It's a fighting tournament. It's the fighting. It's
Is it just a bikini fashion tournament. Show?
No, I think they take it pretty seriously, from what I remember.
Okay, all right.
Hearing about, of course.
Are we going to watch the live Dragon Ball Z movie? Because I haven't seen
it. Oh, yeah. I have a list of live-action movies that I haven't put out yet.
Is there a live-action Digimon yet?
Probably, but I haven't. That list is Dragon Ball Evolution, Phoenix Wright, which is actually kind of fun. And Death Note 2016.
All right.
Unfortunately, Justin has seen it, so he'll have to see it again. But so will I. So there's your compensation.
I've seen all of those terrible movies you're going to make us watch.
You've seen the Phoenix Wright one?
No, not Phoenix Wright.
Okay.
Until
Dragon Ball
next
Evolution's
time.
Been so long, remember it. But
I hope you drive safe, keep a full tank of gas. And don't have a breakdown.
Have you seen